It's the Vinyl Countdown. Jonathan Charles.
And welcome to the show which just loves vinyl. We're taking you across the Atlantic to a city full of music. No surprise if you're a native New Yorker. Winter of 1977. Odyssey, a native New Yorker, a major disco hit, number five in the UK charts at the time, and we're focusing on music from New York in this week's show. Joining me to chat about it all, as usual, is my son Max. And the first time I heard that when it came out, Max, in 1977, I just thought, wow, that's great.
Well, I can imagine it must have been quite a great experience to hear it coming out at the age of 12 or 13.
What do you like about it?
So I really like the sax at the beginning. I quite like the steady beat. And the voice is quite soothing and tranquil, which I love.
The lyrics sum up for me the excitement of New York. It's quite an exciting place, New York, and those lyrics. You grew up riding the subways, running with people, up in Harlem, down on Broadway. You've been to New York. Does that song sound reminiscent of New York to you?
Sort of. Well, I remember New York as a lot more busy than it describes it. Describes it as quite an ideal place to be. But sometimes you can see the worst side of New York.
What about the energy of New York?
But it really does sum up the energy. It's quite a strong kinetic energy that's provided by New York.
It also sums up the disco scene of the time in New York, Max, because it was a very strong disco scene.
Yeah, I really love that song.
Well, the band had many more hits and strangely became bigger acts in Britain than in their native America. Stephen Colazzo joined the group as a vocalist alongside his mother and aunt, and in an interview, he said he'd always loved New York, always loved music, and he couldn't wait to be part of Odyssey.
I started playing piano when I was like two. There was always a piano in my house, and so I was musical. Even before I could sit at the thing, I could reach up and find things and pick things out by ear. So it was definitely in my guts, as was with my brothers, my auntie, who was also one of the founding members of the group. And so it was definitely, there was no arm twisting on that count.
And let's get back on the streets of New York with this dance floor hit. Wonderfully named Elbow Bones and the Racketeers, A Night in New York, which got to number 33 in the UK singles charts in 1983. A bit of a big band era style to that song, I think, Max.
Well, yeah, I sort of disagree, though. That's the only thing. It's just because there's a very specific set of rhythm.
What? Tell me what.
It's hard to explain. It's like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which you sort of don't really get with this. And the brass instruments, which are so important to big band, are barely there.
Well, the man behind that group was Auguste Darnell. Do you remember him? We came across him before on the show. He was Kid Creole. Do you remember Kid Creole?
Oh, yes, I remember Kid Creole.
Yeah, we played him and his band The Coconuts on a previous edition.
Yeah, so I think it's episode 30 or 31. Go back and go back and listen. Otherwise, you won't be able to listen on.
You're very good at cross-referencing all the editions. Do you know why the group was called Elbow Bones?
It was called... why was it called Elbow Bones?
Because, it's a strange name, isn't it?
Because they had bones in their elbows?
Yeah, well, August Darnell said one of the other musicians had elbowed their way into the group and shouldn't really have been in the group originally, but they used their elbows to get in.
Metaphorically or literally?
Metaphorically, I assume.
Oh, okay. Because otherwise, like, did they push through the crowd up onto stage?
We're focusing on New York. I can name so many New York artists. Max Blondie, the Ramones. Can you think of any?
The answer is... No.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll look some up for you, but we played a few on this program, as I mentioned, Blondie, but so many artists come out of New York, and we're going to have a lot more in the rest of the program.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. Disco, disco,
disco, disco. And Max will be back later with more from New York, but now it's the part of the show where we celebrate the golden age of disco, right here on the Vinyl Countdown.
Go!
Updating that old 60s hit from Eddie Floyd, Amy Stewart was Knocking on Wood in 1979 and knocking on the door of the UK singles chart. You're with the best disco in town, and that means the beat goes on. Whispers, and that is such a good disco track. We're moving and grooving on the Vinyl Countdown.
It's the best disco in town. Disco music. Now. We'll be right back.
Now, there's a track you don't hear very often, the 12-inch single version of a hit for Mark Morrison, a number one from 1996, Return of the Mac. Described as one of the earliest disco records, Gloria Gaynor, number two in the UK charts in 1975, with Never Can Say Goodbye. And for our close-up and personal track on today's show, Rod is slowing down the dancing.
Being lucky, she's cursed. When it comes to loving me, she's cursed. to help me dry the tears that I've cried. But I'm sure gonna give you a try, 'cause if you won't, I'll try to love again.
Rod Stewart and First Cut is the Deepest. I must play P.P. Arnold's original hit version of that sometime. We've got a lot more vinyl to come. The Triple Play's on the way, and Max is back with more on Music from New York.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
1968.
We'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery, she read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said. Oh, I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Party like you were walking onto a yacht.
1983.
You gotta get off, you gotta get down, girl. You know you drive me crazy, baby. You've got me turning to another man. Called you on the phone, no one's home. Baby, why leave me all alone? And if it wasn't for the music, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. No, I hopped into my car, didn't get very far, no. Before I had you on my mind, why be so unkind? You've got your women all around this town. But I was trapped in love with you, and I didn't know what. But when I turned on my radio, I found out all I needed to know. Check it out. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Hey, listen up to your local DJ. You better hear what he's got to say.
It's not a problem that I can't fix, 'cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gives you trouble just to move out on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, 'cause away goes trouble down the drain. Said away goes trouble down the drain.
Well, all right.
That was our vinyl countdown triple play. First up, there were two New Yorkers, Simon and Garfunkel, with America, first released on a 1968 album. Then it was a 1972 single, which got to number 25 in the UK. Then we heard a very crackly and rather scratch copy of Carly Simon from the Bronx, New York, with her UK number 3, You're So Vain, from 1972. Sorry about the jumps on that, by the way. That's authentic vinyl. And finally, it was a big New York disco hit. Last night, a DJ saved my life. Max, you've been finding out some more about that group, In Deep.
In Deep are a New York band. Their song, Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, was their only big hit. It reached number 13 in the UK charts and number 2 in the US Billboard's Hot Dance Club Play chart. I can't say that. The song is a story of a woman who is bored alone at home. Then she hears a DJ on the radio playing a song, and it all makes her feel a lot happier. He saves her life.
Yeah, it's another of those songs that I remember being a very big hit in discos, Max. So what do you think about the beat running through it? Because it is a song with a very strong beat.
I don't know why, but this song isn't particularly appealing to me in a sense, but it feels the same as any other club song. There's nothing exciting or special about it.
It was very early on one of those songs that the actual bass line was used in many other songs to be picked out of it and used in scratching contests, because New York was very famous for rapping and scratching.
Oh, yeah. So the thing I've learned on the show sometimes is that I feel like I prefer the 70s to the 80s in terms of a period.
I quite like the 70s. Probably if I had to choose one decade or another, it would be the 70s.
Same.
But there's good music in both.
True.
Anyway, that was another big song associated with New York. We've got one more song from the Big Apple to come.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, we're at VinylCountdown10. And on Instagram, we're at VinylCountdownPodcast. And the special thing about following us on Instagram is you may or may not have noticed that we're getting close to 1,000. If you, the audience, help us get to 1,000, we might drop a special surprise.
Yeah, if you can get to 1,000 followers on Instagram, we'll have something for you. How about that? Right, let's play out with two more native New Yorkers, Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, who met while at college in New York. They are better known, of course, as Steely Dan. Here's one of their biggest hits, Ricky Don't Lose Their Number. See you next time with a box full of great records.
You kind of scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you had a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. We'll be right back.
that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
It's the final countdown.